年级或以下的小朋友可以到楼上的课室。Give thanks to the Lord. Today, Pastor Howie will share a message with us called Going God's Way. 感谢主，今天 Howard 牧师要跟我们分享信息，走神的路。Pastor Howie.
Thank you for inviting me here today.
谢谢你们邀请我今天来。
I am very honored to be speaking at EBCC.
我非常感觉荣幸能够在这里讲道。
I bring you greetings from the Hawthorne Gospel Church, where I'm on staff.
我代表 Hawthorne 教会来问候各位。
And I only wish I could jump up and down like the worship team just did.
我刚刚很希望我能够像这个唱献诗的一样跳上跳下。
Today I'd like to talk to you about going God's way.
今天我的题目是行神的路。
So would you please turn in your Bibles to Jeremiah chapter 6.
我请你们打开圣经是在耶利米书第六章。
And I'd like to read our scripture passage to you today.
我愿意来读这个经文，也印在程序单上的反面。
Beginning in verse 16, Jeremiah writes,
在从十六节开始，耶利米书是这么说的。
This is what the Lord says, stand at the crossroads and look.
耶和华如此说，你们当站在路上查看，访问古道。
Ask for the ancient paths, ask where the good way is, and walk in it.
访问古道，那是善道，便行在其间。
And you will find rest.For your souls, but you said we will not walk in it.
这样你们心里必得安息，他们却说我们不行在其间。
So I appointed watchmen over you and said, listen to the sound of the trumpet.
我设立守望的人照管你们说要听角声。
But you said we will not listen.
但他们却说我们不听。
I have delivered this message to the English ministry, I believe it was last year.
我曾经在去年的时候跟英文组有讲论这一遍信息。
So my apologies for making you hear it again.
我为着你们听过的，我有点抱歉。
I find every time that I speak from this passage, I am blessed and I hope you are too.
因为我每一次重新讲这个信息的时候，我都觉得我是重新被祝福，所以我也希望你们得到。
There seems to be some wonderful truths in this passage that are cross-cultural and cross-generational.
在这一段经文里面，它有一些超越种族、超越时代的一个信息。
So I'd like us to think today for a little bit about what it means to go God's way.
所以我们今天要稍微思想一下，怎么样叫做行神的道。
Another way I might put it is to live your life God's way.
换句话说，我要劝勉的是，我们能够照神的方式来生活。
It's important for us as Christians to view the world through God's eyes.
对基督徒来讲，我们能够从神的眼光来看我们的生活是非常重要的。
We want to order our lives from a Christian worldview.
我们要从基督徒的这个眼光来看我们的生活。
We want to base our lives on God's word, the Bible.
我们需要遵循神的话。
So Jeremiah's message to us from thousands of years ago is still very important.
所以今天耶利米书这一段在几千年前的话，今天对我们仍然合用。
Last year I went to a Christian counseling conference in St. Louis, Missouri.
去年我到圣路易斯那里去参加一个基督徒的一个协谈，咨询协谈。
And while I was driving around in my rent-a-car, I got just a little bit lost.
当我开着出来的车的时候，我有点迷路了。
I came to a giant intersection on the interstate.
我在那个高速公路上，洲际公路上面，我突然来到了一个很大的一个路口。
And there was a large sign overhead, which I was attempting to read.
所以我看到了一个很大的路标，我需要去读。
It said if I went straight,I would go to Indianapolis.
所以我看到那个标想说我如果直行我就会到 Indianapolis。
It said if I went to the left or the north I'd go to Chicago。
如果我转左边的话我会到芝加哥。
If I turned around and went backwards, it said I would go to Kansas City.
所以如果我回头走，我会到了 Kansas.
When I saw all those big names, I knew I was lost.
当我看到这些字标的时候，我知道我已经迷路了。
I'm used to Route 4, where it says Teaneck or Fairlawn.
我习惯于在这个小公路上看到这个。到 Teaneck 或者 Tenafly。
So when I saw St. Louis and Kansas City and Indianapolis,
当我看到这些大城市的名字的时候
I knew I was in deep trouble.
我知道我该糟了。
I think Jeremiah felt the same way about the Israelites.
但我相信耶利米他那个时候对也同样的感觉。
The Israelites were in deep trouble.
这当时的以色列人是已经在一个很大的困难里面。
They truly had lost their way.
因为以色列民族那时候已经完全失去了他们的方向。
You see, they weren't living their lives according to God's precepts and principles.
因为他们并没有照着神的心意来生活。
They had started to drift in their relationship with God.
他们已经从跟神的关系中间偏离了。
And so Jeremiah wrote those very important words.
所以耶利米写了这些重要的话。
This is what the Lord says.
耶和华如此说。
Now the sad thing about the Israelites is they weren't asking any questions.
最悲哀的是以色列人，他们根本就不问问题。
And Jeremiah stood before them and was answering questions.
而耶利米竟然已经站在他们的面前来替他们回答问题。
So he told them, "This is what the Lord says."
所以他说，这就是神所说的。
This is called in Scripture a messenger formula.
所以我们看到这就是圣经所说的一个传递信息的人他所用的方式。
For us as Christians, when we see a messenger formula, we want to sit up and take notice.
其实每一次当我们听到神的话传讲的时候，我们应该坐下来，我们先写下笔记。
Sadly, the Israelites were not sitting up and taking notice.
很可惜的，当时的很悲哀的是，这些以色列人他们根本不在乎。
And not too many years beyond this passage, they were taken into captivity by the Babylonians.
所以没过了几年，他们就整个民族被掳掉了。
They failed to learn to live God's way.
因为他们不遵行神的道。
So I think if we look for a few minutes at this passage this morning,
所以今天我们来读这一段话。
There are some great principles that will help us to avoid the Israelites' mistake.
有几个主要的原则可以使我们避免走上以色列人的路。
So as we begin this morning, we want to make a commitment together.
所以今天我们在开始领受信息前，我们希望我们每一个人都在神面前有一个允诺。
To make an honest attempt to live our lives God's way.
我们都愿意跟神说，我们愿意活出他的方式的生活。
So together with me and Pastor King,
所以我们在一起，好，我们两位。
I wanted to hear Pastor King how he used his name in there.
我希望他能够提我能够讲出我的名字。
We want to pay attention to God's way this morning.
我们希望今天早晨我们能够注意神的话。
God's way is comprised of biblical values.
神的话里面充满了圣经里面的。重要的价值
and a Christian worldview.
而且关于基督徒怎么在这个世界上的一个眼光。
We are inundated every day.
我们真的是每一天
with the world's values.
我们常常就有这个世界的价值观进来。
And they do a very good job about re-educating us.
而且这个世界常常在那里重新的来教育我们。
So we have to take some time today.
So we need some time
to reposition our thinking.
We need to adjust our thinking.
And to think according to God's word.
We need to look at God's word.
So let's look at the first admonition that Jeremiah gives us in this passage.
So let's look at Jeremiah's first admonition.
Verse 16. This is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads.
你们当站在路上查看。
Stand at the crossroads.
站在路上。
In the Hebrew language,
在希伯来的语文里面
the word stand can also have the implication of stop.
当我们说到站的时候，其实就是停住。
It has another implication also, and that is to be still.
也另外有一个表示，就是说你要镇静。
In my role at Hawthorne Gospel Church,
我在 Hawthorne 教会。
I'm very actively involved with our Christian school.
我是非常的参与他们那个小学那个基督徒的教育学校。
Another reason I like to go over the Christian school is because my wife is the school nurse.
我原因是因为我的太太她就是在这个基督徒学校里面做护理。
And her office happens to be just outside our preschool room.
而她的办公室就在我们的那个幼儿班的隔壁。
I'm always fascinated to look at the preschool class and see all the movement.
我常常很喜欢看那个小朋友的那些活动。
About 25 little preschooler children all moving at once.
我看了差不多二十几个孩子在还没上幼稚班的孩子他们在那里玩。
I think sometimes our lives look like that.
很多时候我觉得我们的生活就也像那样。
When I look in that room, it looks a little chaotic.
当我看进那个房间的时候，看到好像有一团乱的感觉。
I think sometimes our lives are a little chaotic.
很多的时候，我们的生活里面也像这样。
We are pushed and pulled in many different directions.
我们常常在推呀挤呀，都是在往不同的方向。
As followers of Christ, we don't want to be preschoolers, do we?
当我们成为神的儿女的时候，我们不想老是停留在那个小孩子的地位。
We want to be mature and wise followers of Jesus Christ.
我们希望成为一个成熟而且能够愿意遵行神话的人。
So Jeremiah says to us once again, stand at the crossroads.
站在路上查看。
Stop.
停止。
Be still.
安静。
And know that I am God.
需要知道我就是神。
I'm reminded of an illustration about someone who was lost.
我想起了有一个例子。
And I'd like to read that illustration to you.
我想要把它读一下。
A lost motorist asked a farmer for directions.
有一个骑摩托车的人，他走到路上问一个农夫。
He said, "Where is the main highway to Kansas City?"
他问这个农夫说，哪一条路可以带我到 Kansas 去？
The farmer said, "I don't know."
这个农人回答说，我不知道。
The motorist asked, "Where is the main highway to St. Louis?"
所以这个骑车的人就问说，那么哪一条路可以到圣路易斯呢？
The farmer said, "I don't know."
这个农夫说，我也不知道。
So finally, the motorist asked, "Where does this highway go?"
所以这个最后这个骑车人就问说，那么这条路会把我带到哪里呢？
And the farmer said, "I don't know."
这个农人也说，我还是不知道。
So the motorist said to him.
所以这个问路的人就说
"You don't know much, do you?"
他说你什么都不知道吗？
And the farmer replied.
这个农人回答
"I don't know much, but I'm not lost."
他说我虽然不知道很多事情，可是我并不会丢掉。我知道我在哪里。
Have you ever felt like that in your Christian life?
你在你的生活里面是不是也有同样的感觉呢？
There's a rule when we go out backpacking.
当我们要整理好行李要出去的时候，
When we're hiking in the wilderness,
当我们在旷野里面爬山，
that if you should ever become lost,
当如果你丢掉了，
the first thing you should do is sit down.
当你感觉你迷失的时候，第一件事你要注意的是你坐下来。
Stop.
停。
Stand.
站住。
Be still.
安静。
The worst thing you can do is start to run around in the wilderness.
最糟糕的是你那个时候，你如果就开始盲目的在那里跑。
That's when people get more lost.
你会丢得更远。
And that's when people get hurt.
那就是你也会受伤。
Jeremiah knows that he wants us not to be hurt in our Christian walk.
所以耶利米告诉劝我们，我们在基督徒的生活里面不要受伤害。
My wife is the cross country coach at Hawthorne Christian Academy.
我的妻子她是一个能够跨她做这个 cross country 长跑，她在美国，她带着孩子跑长远的路。
She wanted to find a place where she could get her team to run.
她希望去找一条路线，所以她的那个队，她的田径队能够跑。
So she dragged me up into the mountains of New Jersey this past Thursday.
所以过去的礼拜六，她把我带到了一个 New Jersey 的山上去。
So here my wife and I are walking down this road and we came to a fork.
所以当我们在走的时候，我们碰到了一个岔路口。
And we took the left fork.
我们走左边。
And we went down this really big long hill.
结果我们走到了一个很大的一个坡。
Trying to find a lake that someone had told us about that you could run around.
所以我们想要去找一个湖，那里可以告诉我们可以沿着湖跑。
It was very hot.
非常的热。
And I'm very out of shape.
我已经受不了了。
And we were thinking we might be a little lost.
所以我们想到说我们搞不好我们已经丢了。
And I remembered this sermon.
我想起了这一段话。
So we stopped.
所以我们停了。
Thankfully, my wife had cell phone service.
那个时候还好在我的妻子她可以用她的手机。
And we called my friend who had actually hiked this trail before, and he walked us back to where we should be.
所以我们打电话找到了朋友，他曾经走过这条路，他来找我们。
Jeremiah the prophet knew.
耶利米知道。
That people can lose their way.
他说人们都可能迷失。
How many of us have ever lost our way?
我们中间有没有迷失迷路的经历？
We feel lost sometimes, don't we?
很多时候我们感觉到我们丢掉了，走迷了。
Even as committed followers of Jesus Christ, we can feel lost.
甚至一个很诚心要跟随主的人，我们有时候也会感觉迷失了。
For me, we're entering a very busy time of the year.
对我来讲，我进入了一年中最忙的时候。
All our new ministries are starting. All our new sermons are starting.
我们新的工作，还有我们新的要讲到的东西。
A school year is starting. The children are coming back.
学校马上要开学了，孩子们都回来了。
And I think about all these things, and my head starts to spin.
所以当我一想这些事的时候，我脑筋里面就开始转。
And I can feel a little lost.
我感觉我迷失了。
And I remember Jeremiah's words that we are to stand. At the crossroads.
所以在这里，我想到了耶利米书说的，我们必须站住。
So I want to encourage you this morning, be still and know that He is God.
所以我要劝勉各位站住，我们要知道耶和华是谁。
That's the first point that I would like us to remember.
这是第一点。
Perhaps the greatest problem that the Israelites were facing is that they were drifting.
可能以色列人最大的问题是他们已经偏离了，慢慢走离了。
How many of us have ever drifted in our Christian walk?
我们中间有多少人，我们在跟随主的路上面，我们曾经迷失过？
I do a lot of counseling, pastoral counseling at Hawthorne Gospel Church.
我在教会里面，我做很多的协谈咨询。
Many, many times I'm working with people who have drifted in their lives.
很多很多的时候，我在帮助许多已经迷失的人。
Drifting is very subtle.
所以这个走迷掉路是一个很现实的事。
We don't always know that we've drifted if we lose our center point.
很多时候我们不知道我们已经失去了我们的中心力。
The prophet Jeremiah is giving us our center point this morning.
所以这个时候耶利米告诉了我们的中心点是哪里呢？
So when we come to that crossroads,
当我们来到了分叉点，
the first thing we need to do is stand still.
第一件事我们要站住。
But then he says there's a second thing we should do.
接下来说第二件。
Do you see it there in the text?
我们看得到吗？
This is what the Lord says.
这是神说的。
Stand at the crossroads.
你们当站在路上。
And look.
查看。
And look.
查看。
Jeremiah is asking us.
耶利米告诉我们。
Jeremiah is challenging us.
他挑战我们。
To be alert.
需要警觉。
To be awake.
需要提醒来。
To be alive.
我们必须活着。
To be good observers.
我们必须成为一个好的观察者。
Of all that's going on around us in our lives.
我们必须注意到到底什么事情在我们身上发生。
I have a niece.
我有一个子女。
And she lives in Florida with her little 2-year-old son.
她有一个两岁的儿子。
His name is Ryan.
他的名字叫做 Ryan.
I love this about little children.
我喜欢是小孩。
I love to watch him and what he does.
我喜欢看他在做什么。
As we say in English, he doesn't miss a trick.
我可以这么说，英文讲他根本就他什么事都懂。
He's 2 years old.
他是两岁。
And he's always watching.
他总是观察。
He's always observing.
他总是在看。
He knows when it's time to go outside and play.
他知道什么时候可以出去。
He realizes when it's time to eat.
他知道什么时候要吃东西。
He knows when he has been misbehaving.
他 自己犯错的时候他也知道。
And he knows when he's been a good boy.
他也知道他什么时候是个好孩子。
Little children are like that.
像一个这么小的孩子。
I think that's why Jesus told us we need to be like little children.
这就是耶稣告诉我们说我们需要回转像小孩。
We need to be good observers of all that's going on around us.
我们必须很注意，能够知道我们周围发生什么事。
Sometimes we get a little old and tired.
很多时候我们觉得我们老了而且累了。
Sometimes we get busy and weary.
很多时候我们太忙了，太累了。
And we forget to look around.
我们就忘记我们来观察。
Jeremiah is exhorting the Israelites to look around.
所以耶利米他在这里 他对于这个告诉以色列人说你们要查看
The Babylonians are massed on their borders
因为巴比伦就 在这个边界上
The armies are ready to attack
敌人已经准备要攻你了
And the Israelites don't see it
而以色列人竟然不知道
Again, have you ever felt like that in your life?
你在你的生活里面有没有这样的经历呢
We say in English that something came out of left field
我们英文这样说 有东西从我们的左边过来
Because we weren't paying attention
因为我们不去注意它
Jeremiah is telling the Israelites to pay attention, to look
所以耶利米在劝告以色列人说你要观察要注意
The word look there in the Hebrew language
这个查看这个字
has an idea of getting up on a balcony
就好像是站在一个阳台上
Perhaps think of the folks sitting up in the balcony here today. They have a very good view of all of us below, don't they? For you sitting on the main floor, you don't have as good a view of everyone who's in church today. But the folks sitting up there do. Jeremiah is saying to the Israelites and to us that we need to get up on the balcony in our lives. And we need to be able to look around and be able to understand life through God's eyes. We might call that discernment.
我们可以看到说那是一个分辨力。
We might call that wisdom.
我们可以说那是一个智慧。
But it's imperative that we get up on the balcony.
但是当我们站在阳台上的时候。
Too often we live our lives down on the ground floor.
很多时候我们常常就把我们的生活就好像是在楼下一样的生活。
And we don't have a good view of what's coming at us.
而我们不知道什么事情将发生在我们身上。
Just like the Israelites.
就像以色列人。
So Jeremiah says it's a matter of life and death.
所以耶利米在这里警告说，这是一个生跟死的这种事情。
If you don't look out and see the enemy that's amassed against you,
你如果看不到敌人正要打你了
you could die.
你可能就死掉了。
You could get into big trouble.
你会有很大的麻烦。
You most certainly will drift.
你一定会走偏离的。
Because you're not looking around.
因为你没有查看。
Using a hiking illustration again.
我再用一次我爬山路的经验。
When you get lost in the woods,
当我在森林里面迷路了。
A good place to go if you don't sit down, like I told you before.
如果你不坐下来，那么你要去什么地方呢？
For some of you are hikers, you know this. Get to higher ground.
我们走爬山路的人就知道你要往高处走。
Because when you get to higher ground.
因为当你爬高的时候
Then you get to see what we call the lay of the land.
当你就可以看到整个地形
You can see where safety is.
你知道哪里安全
You can see where obstacles are.
你看到有什么拦阻
You can see a storm that might be coming.
你可以或许你甚至看到有个风暴要过来了
You can see where the ranger station is to get help.
你也可以看到哪里有这个帮助你的地方
It's really important to get to higher ground.
非常的重要，我们能够站到高处。
And once you get there to look,
而且在那里
to be an observer,
你可以做好的观察。
To be alert,
你要警觉。
And awake,
而且醒来。
And to stay alive,
而且可以活。
There's a comic strip in the American newspapers.
有一个在报纸上有个这么样说的。
I think it's still in the paper.
我想可能今天在报纸上仍然有这样子登。
Do you all know what newspapers are?
你们知道什么是报纸吗？
That's a joke for younger people.
我是开玩笑，可能年轻人都不知道什么叫报纸了。
There's a comic strip called Pogo.
有一个笑话这么说的。
And Pogo is looking around at a lot of trouble that's coming at them.
这个 logo is that a
Pogo is the name.
It's a person.
It's a person.
有一个人叫做 Pogo， 他总是注意有什么事情发生。
And it doesn't look good for Pogo and his friends.
他在他的朋友，你们看人家都不看好他。
But Pogo is an unfailing optimist.
可是这个 Pogo 他是一个从来不灰心的一个乐观主义者。
So Pogo, looking through observant eyes,
所以他用他的观察
tells his friends,
就告诉他的朋友
we are surrounded by insurmountable opportunities.
我们在我们周围里面都有很充满了各样的机会。
Now I'm Dutch.
我是荷兰裔的人。
I don't always see opportunities.
我不知道怎么看这个机会。
The Dutch tend to see the glass as half empty.
对我们荷兰人来讲，都常常就是会看东西，总是看一个空的瓶子，总悲观。
As Christians, we need to see the glass as half full.
可是我们基督徒应该乐观的来看，虽然一半杯的空瓶子，你要看他说仍然有半杯。
We need to see life not as insurmountable obstacles.
我们在看我们的人生的时候，我们不要总是看到那些难处。
But as insurmountable opportunities.
我们应该总是看到机会。
That's how you go through your life looking.
这就是我们应该怎么样在我们的生活中面来看。
And that's the second thing that Jeremiah asked us to do.
这是第二件事要注意的。
Number one, stand.
第一个站。
Number two, look.
第二看。
Now there's a third thing that Jeremiah is going to tell us, and it's in the passage, in verse 16. And he says this, stand at the crossroads and look.
他这样说，你们要在路上查看。
Ask for the ancient paths.
访问古道。
Ask where the good way is.
我们要问哪里是好的路，正路。
Now I know at EBCC Church,
我知道在你们教会。
You're good studiers of the Bible.
你们都读圣经。
So when the Bible says something twice,
当圣经里面如果有重复说的话，
you want to pay very close attention.
你必须特别的注意。
It's the same rule in life.
这跟我们的日常生活里面一样。
If your parents ask you to do something once,
如果你的父母要求你做一件事，
if they ask you to do something twice,
如果他说的第二次，
you know you're getting close to trouble.
你知道你大概要有麻烦。
In American baseball, we say three strikes and you're out.
所以在我们打棒球的时候，我们知道三次三振你就出局了。
So here, Jeremiah twice.
所以这里耶利米说了两次。
Says, ask for the ancient paths.
你们要访问古道。
And ask where the good way is.
那是善道。
Now you should be asking this question of us.
你可能要这样子问。
Pastor Howie, what are the ancient paths?
你问说到底什么是古道呢？
Pastor King, what are the good ways?
你问说什么是善道呢？
And there's a very simple answer.
很简单。
Here they are.
这就是。
These are the ancient paths.
这是古道。
These are the good ways.
这是善道。
This is God's book.
这是神的书。
God has given that to us.
神把这个书给我们
to answer our questions about life.
让我们回答我们生命中有的问题。
Some passages are hard to understand.
有很多的经文可能你不明白。
But God doesn't stutter.
可是神不会只是在停在那。
And God gives us His Holy Spirit.
他给了我们一个我们的圣灵。
To understand those ancient paths.
让我们能够明白古道。
And to understand those good ways.
能够明白善道。
That's why we have good churches like EBCC.
这就是为我们为什么需要教会。
That's why you have good pastors like Pastor King and Pastor Dave.
我们需要有牧者。
That's why you have Bible studies.
我们需要有查经的聚会。
And ministry groups.
我们需要有一起的团体。
Always concentrated on God's revealed word.
我们可以总是能够注意神说什么。
And the more we immerse ourselves in God's word,
很多更我们越投入神的话
，the more we'll understand God's ancient ways，
我们就能够多明白什么是古道。
The wonderful thing about God's ancient paths，
这 关于神的古道是什么是最最奇怪最最稀奇的呢
？Is that they're very helpful for today？
因为它对于我们今天可以有帮助。
God's truth is relevant for today。
神的真理跟这个时代是没有什么区别的。
This is not only for the Israelites to avoid the Babylonian armies。
并不只是说以色列人他们要逃避被掳到巴比伦。
But it's for us today to avoid those obstacles which come into our lives.
事实上，今天我们也是同样，我们要躲逃避这些这拦阻我们的事。
So let me ask you this question.
让我来问一个问题。
Are you an inquisitive person?
你是不是一个 Are you
inquisitive? Do you ask? You ask a lot of questions.
常会询问，会问问题的人。
Do you follow what Jeremiah is saying here?
你是不是就像耶利米这样常常在问呢？
Are you the kind of Christian that likes to ask questions?
你是不是很喜欢问问题？
Jeremiah is telling us twice.
耶利米说了两次。
To ask where the good ways are.
他说你要去问古道在哪里。
To ask where the God, where the good ancient paths are.
你要去问哪里是古道。
And it's in his book.
而在这本书上。
Here are some synonyms for the word ask.
这里用了一个同义字叫做。访问查看
It can be translated reconsider.
这个访问可以翻译成重新考虑
To learn.
学习
To explore.
去查看
To inquire.
去投入
That's like inquisitive again.
是
We as followers of Jesus Christ.
我们都在跟随耶稣基督
Need to be people who are not afraid of asking questions.
我们需要有一些不怕问问题的人
God's word is God's truth.
神的话就是神的真理
God's truth can stand up to our questions.
神的话可以解答我们的问题
In a tragic way, the Israelites didn't understand that.
这很可悲的是以色列人完全不懂这个
I hope that for us today we do understand that.
我希望我们都明白。
That we can go to God's word.
我们可以回到神的话。
And that we can find the ancient path.
我们可以找到古路。
And we could find the good way.
我们可以找到善道。
Because really, who in this congregation wants to be lost?
说真的，真的，我们中间有谁愿意这么迷失呢？
Who in this church wants to go on a road filled with potholes?
我想我们没有一个人要去走那些。
Who wants to go on a road where there's all kinds of heavy traffic and trucks?
我想我们没有人要去走那些很拥挤的那些路。
Who wants to travel a road that is very dangerous?
我们不喜欢走危险。
No, we don't want those roads.
我们不喜欢走这些路。
Jeremiah says, choose the good roads.
所以耶利米说我们要找善道。
Choose the ancient path.
找古道。
Another thing that Jeremiah is saying in this passage.
另外，耶利米又说了一件事。
Still under the idea of asking，
也仍然是在这里询问。
Is this？
是这样。
Don't be rash。
说不要急。
Don't be impulsive。
不需要这么很快的冲动。
Take care。
你要慢慢来。
Be cautious。
要小心。
Our culture wants us to go fast。
我们的文化就是什么都要快。
The faster you go, the better person you are.
越走得越快的人，就表明你是越好。
The more things you can do at once, the more successful you are.
你一同时能够做更多的事情，表示你是成功的。
God says, "Be still."
可是神却说要安静。
Stop and look.
停止，然后看。
And take the time to ask questions.
而且要问问题。
When we ask those questions. God will put us and lead us to the true path.
神会引导我们，把我们放在一个真理的道路上。
And that's the best path of all, right?
这就是最好的路。
That's the path we all want to be on today.
这就是我们都要寻找的路。
They're good paths.
有好的路。
They are paths that are filled with repentance.
这些路里面充满，也有一些路充满了懊悔。
They're paths that are filled with reconciliation.
也有一些路上面充满了我们跟人和好。
There are paths that contain a fear of God.
也有一些路里面充满了我们敬畏神。
And there are paths that have a distinct love for God.
而且也有一些道路是能我们能够区别神的爱。
Because really, who is our guide?
真的，到底谁是引导我们的？
Our guide is the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵引导我们。
The Holy Spirit will guide us onto those pathways. So I say to you this morning, have a good trip. Godspeed. It's like a glorious road trip with God. And what's any better than that? Don't follow those false guides that are out there. Ask the true God where the true way is. And then you will find yourself on the ancient paths and the good way. And then you will be a wise person. And a wise person is one who handles life well. Life can be difficult sometimes. Life can be very confusing. For those of you who are going back to school, those of you who are starting new jobs, those of you who are trying to lead a family, life can be very confusing. It's very easy to drift in our lives. And all of a sudden we find that we're lost. It's my prayer this morning that we will heed Jeremiah's words and that we won't drift and that we won't be lost. That's God's plan for us. God loves us so much that He really wants to walk with us on those pathways. And when we walk on those good pathways, God is with us. It doesn't mean you're walking to Disney World. You could be walking into very tough places. But God Himself is your guide. And that's what makes it a good path. So if you're here this morning and you're feeling a little sad, you're feeling a little lost, perhaps you're hurting in some way, stop, look, and ask, and make sure you're on the right path. And if the Holy Spirit confirms you're on the right path, then you go with God today. And that was Jeremiah's desire for Israel. So in our passage, let's look again. Beginning in verse 16, this is what the Lord says. Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the good way is. And here comes our fourth point. Walk in it. You see that? Walk in it. This is where the rubber meets the road. Up until this point in the sermon, you've been very good listeners. Now we've come to the point in the sermon where we have to apply the truth to life. We have to walk. You can't sit anymore. I'm sorry. You have to get up and walk. Now, how do we walk? What is Jeremiah saying here? Can you remember back to when you first started walking? I can't remember what I ate last week. If those of you who can remember when you first started to walk, good for you. But we all know little children who are learning to walk. And how do they learn to walk? One step at a time.
一次只走一小步。
One step at a time.
一次走一小步。
We have friends who their little daughter Gracie is just learning to walk.
我看到我的朋友的女儿开始学走路。
They stopped by our house the other day.
有一天她来到我们家。
And they told us that Gracie took her first step.
她告诉说这个 Gracie 这小女孩她走了第一步。
I want to say this to you.
我今天要告诉大家。
So you're not tired before you start.
你不会走不动刚开始前。
We're not asking you to run a marathon today.
我并不是叫你要去走一个去跑马拉松。
Not asking you to run a 5K race.
我也没有要你去跑那个五里路。
Just asking to take one step.
我只要求我们走。
Just do what Jeremiah says here and walk in it.
就像耶利米这样说的，行在其间。
So are you ready to take one step?
所以你已经准备好了吗？
Good.
好。
When we take one step,
当我们走第一步的时候，
here's the second thing you need to do.
你马上要注意第二件事。
We need to stay together.
我们必须走在一起。
We need to hold hands.
我们必须手拉着手。
You learned that in kindergarten.
你在幼稚园的时候你就学了这个。
Right, you all held hands when you were in kindergarten.
当我们在小时候我们都抓着手。
You go out two by two.
两个两个一起走出去。
You hold on to one of those funny little ropes.
你抓着一个小的一个好像一个绳子。
When we walk, we need something to hold on to.
我们走路的时候我们需要抓着一个东西。
God's word is something that we hold on to.
神的话就是我们所需要抓的。
So we go one step at a time.
所以我们一步一次走一小步。
And we stay together.
而且我们一起在一起。
And here comes the hard part.
现在来到了困难的部分。
We have to practice.
我们需要练习。
How silly would it be?
我们如果不练，到很笨的事情就是。
To have a little child who takes their first step.
就是教一个小孩走第一步。
And they never take another step.
而他就停了。
Now they don't know it,
他们不懂,
but the moment they start running around the house,
可是当他们开始在房间里跑的时候,
they're practicing.
他们就开始在那里操练练习。
We need to practice.
我们需要练习。
We need to practice in our walk.
我们需要练习走路。
If I were to tell you this today,
如果我今天这么说,
that Pastor Dave wants you to enter a marathon with him tomorrow,
所以如果说假设如果大卫牧师说明天你要跟他去跑马拉松,
are you all ready to run a marathon race with him?
你们准备好了吗?
I don't think so.
我不认为。
I don't think he's ready.
我甚至不认为他已经准备好了。
We need to take our time one step at a time.
因为我们必须要有一次一步的。
And we walk together.
而我们要一起走。
When we walk with God,
当我们与神同行,
it's a pleasant experience.
那是一个现在的经历。
In some ways, it's an easy experience.
有的时候它是一个很简单的一个经验。
Don't misunderstand me.
你不要误解我。
The pathway can be very hard at times.
我说过，这个我们走的路可能有时候是非常的艰难。
But with our Heavenly Father,
但是在神的
He can make it enjoyable for us.
神可以使我们这个难的路也变成一个喜乐的路。
As we walk together through the hardships.
如果我们能够一起度过这个难关。
But we must walk.
但是我们必须要走。
It's imperative that we walk.
我们必须要走。
Sometimes in our Christian faith we just sit.
很多时候我们就是只会坐着。
We become spiritual couch potatoes.
我们就变成一个属灵上面的一个没有用的一个人。
Perhaps that's what happened to the Israelites.
这就是发生在以色列人的身上。
They weren't willing to get up off their couches.
他们根本不想从沙发上站起来。
And consequently, they were led into captivity.
所以他们结果是被掳到了，被掳了。
So we need to get off of our spiritual couches.
所以我们必须从我们那个安乐安逸的属灵的环境里面站起来。
And we need to get out there and we need to go God's way.
我们必须起来，我们往前走。
We need to live our life according to God's rules.
我们必须依照神的法则来生活。
We want to live our life God's way.
我们必须要遵循神的方式。
And we do that by walking with Him.
这就是我们怎么样来与他同行。
When we walk with him, there are great rewards.
而我们与他同行的时候，我们就有了很大的赏赐。
We might see, not see those rewards today. We might not see them tomorrow. Sometimes we don't even see them in this lifetime. But God has great rewards for us as we walk with Him. But there's a problem. There's always a problem, isn't there? You probably remember Psalm 23. We are all sheep. And we've all gone astray. We tend to wander. We tend to get away from the rest of the flock. We wander down into the gullies. We see a nice patch of grass over there. We wander over there. And we stray. So perhaps one of the most important things we need today is security. It's a dangerous world out there. We need a good shepherd, don't we? We have a good shepherd. And his name is Jesus Christ. And he will guide us. He will lead us. Whether it's through good pastures, or through the valley of the shadow of death. We have that great promise that He will lead us. So don't be afraid to walk. Let's get off those couches and walk. That can take many different forms. Perhaps the most important is sharing our faith. God Himself has put you in strategic places in this world. He has put you there to plant seeds from your faith. Never forget this. People are always watching your walk. They watch very closely. They want to see what kind of Christian you are. Not just the words you speak, but how you walk. They're watching your homes. They're watching in your neighborhoods. They watch how you drive your car on Route 4. They watch you in the mall. They watch how we walk. Our walks can have a powerful influence on others. Let's be very careful how we walk. The last point, and it's a good point. Again, looking at our passage. Ask where the good way is. And walk in it. And then look very closely at this last phrase. And you will find rest for your souls. The last thing that happens as we try to live God's life God's way, is we find rest for our souls. How great is that? Anybody need rest today? I need rest today. We all need rest today. When we walk in obedience, it leads to rest and peace. We live in a very fretful society. We live in a very chaotic culture. We work and play in places that are very mixed up. And they can really tire us out. So let's follow Jeremiah's instructions. And let's walk in God's way. And let's find that rest and peace. That comes only as we walk in obedience to Him. We gain a special sense of security. We gain good welfare for our souls. Our souls become satisfied. Perhaps one of the most important things that your neighbors are looking for is peace. Is rest. They're fearful. They want security. Since 9/11, we are very fearful. We feel less and less secure. Those are your colleagues, your co-workers, your classmates. They're all looking for peace and security. Jeremiah tells us when we walk in God's way, we will find peace and security. We will find rest. Let's share that with our friends. Let's live that for our families. So that they might find rest for their souls. So I ask you this question. How is it with your soul? Stop for a moment, we're almost at the end. How is it with your soul? John Wesley, the great revival preacher from several centuries ago, would always ask that question. I suppose the New Jersey translation is, how's it going?
New Jersey translation, a bus?
Yes. Some of them got it. But we say in New Jersey is, how's it going?
New Jersey, 你怎么样? 好吗?
And then in New Jersey we say, you talking to me? And yes, I am talking to you. And Jeremiah is talking to us. And he's asking us, how is it with your soul? That's a heavy question, isn't it? That's not like, what TV show are you going to watch tonight? It's not like who won the Jets or the Giants game last night. It's a little more important. How is it with your soul? Well, there's a sad conclusion to this story. Beginning in verse 17, Jeremiah writes, I appointed watchmen over you. And I said, listen to the sound of the trumpet. But you said, we will not listen. It's my prayer this morning that we will listen. That we'll listen to God's word. That we'll listen to Jeremiah's warnings. Let's not be like the Israelites. They went into captivity because they will not listen. Many things hold us captive today. All kinds of things hold us captive today. Let's listen to what God has to say to us. Going down the road toward captivity is not a good road. I think of all the people I counsel who have addictions. They did not live life God's way. And now they struggle to get back on those ancient paths. To get back on the good path. The Israelites said, no. We will not walk. We will not listen. Oh, may that not be true for us today. May we be a people who are committed to stopping, looking, listening, walking, and finding that rest. I close with a quote from Thomas A. Kempis. He was a Christian who lived in the 13th century. He wrote these words. For a small reward, a man will hurry away on a long journey. While for eternal life, many will hardly take a single step. We'll drive to the furthest mall to get the best deal. This is Howie's translation. And yet, for eternal life, we won't walk across the street. Let's heed the prophet's words this morning. He said, this is what the Lord says. And let's live our life God's way. Shall we pray? Father, thank you for this passage of Scripture. Thank you for including it in your word. Thank you for writing it for our benefit. I pray for each person in this church that your Holy Spirit would convict their hearts. That, Father, we would walk in your ways. That we would slow down. That we would be still. That we'll know that you are God. And that we'll walk in the good ways. And we thank you this morning for that wonderful rest and peace that awaits us. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.